The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Yeah, the listeners won't know that I walked out and then made hand gestures to get you to do that. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
Yeah!
That went better than I thought it would, and that guy needs to be removed. That was really quite good, and I appreciate everybody being on top of it. Normally, when I play a festival, there's a lot of people in the audience that really biff that part. And, you know, I say, "This is Doug Loves Movies," and they go, "Hi, Doug! We're coming to you once again from Esther's Follies as part of South by Southwest in Austin, Texas!" The glasses go up, you go clap. It's like an applause sign. Hey, stop it. Exactly 2 years ago, this is the sad part, they canceled South By, and I came to Austin anyway. Yeah, that's right. I did a few small shows, and I spent the first month as an Austinite in lockdown. And yeah, staying in a hotel in downtown Austin for the first, you know, like 3 or 4 weeks of the lockdown was interesting, to say the least. It really felt apocalyptic, and so... like I said, I did manage to get in a few shows, but basically, this is finally the return. Last year, we did a virtual version of Doug Loves Movies as part of the virtual South by Southwest, but now we are back! And I couldn't be happier about it. I brought some stuff to give away. Also, some stuff fell into my lap... you know, since I've been here, starting with this, well, this bag I already had, I brought it with me. It's a bag that I got when I went to the premiere of the movie Uncle Frank that's on Prime with Paul Bettany as Uncle Frank. It's good. Sir, you cannot just sit right in the front row and have something to say about everything that happens. You need to stop talking completely or move. Don't do the tick a lock thing, because that's what a drunk person does. They go, okay, and then they pretend they're making their mouth a lock, but the drunk person's going to talk again within 2 minutes. We'll see how you do. Right? Put your mask on. I've got a hat that I got at the summer in Argyle event that they had yesterday here, which was a hot dog feast. They invited us to a 3-course hot dog meal, and it was as terrible as it sounds. They had a calamari appetizer that was a calamari crust on a little hot dog. Then they, gross, and then it was like sitting in a puddle of goop. And then they had, I mean, it was really creative, let's say that. Because then they go, here's your hot dog steak. And it was a steak cut in half and just laid out flat on the plate. And mashed potatoes, those were good. And, oh, this is at a place called Bangers, by the way. Credit to them for, they made this for the event because the city of Argyle or town of Argyle in this podcast that you can hear on Audible, they, you know, love their hot dogs because it's a boring town. And their most fancy restaurant is a combination restaurant and the DMV. So it sounds like a really funny show that Bob Odenkirk and his son Nate Odenkirk created. Lots of people from Mr. Show are on it. And also in the prize bag, and, oh, it's, I should say for the listeners, it's a bucket hat that says Summer in Argyle. And bucket hats are back for some reason. I thought people would go, Woody Allen wears those and stop. Okay, and then Mediterranean apricots that they gave me on the plane. Also gross. Oh, I didn't finish my story. The third course of the banana thing was dessert, and it was supposed to be like a hot dog sundae, and it was a bun with a banana in it and then ice cream on top. That they managed to find some sauces to put on that looked like ketchup and mustard. I mean, it looked cool. also, the bag is a cookie that says The After Party on it from that great TV show that was just on Apple TV and got picked up for another season. And speaking of TV shows, the company Lumen from Severance sent me one of the snacks that's in their snack machine. In this case, it's raisins. I don't like good raisins, so I can't think of any raisins to eat these. And thank you very much. That guy groaned right on cue. And then, and you're doing great, by the way. I'm sorry I yelled at you. You just never know, you know, downtown Austin, some people come in drunk. Who's drunk right now? See, they're gonna, you need to police them, if you don't mind. Oh, he gave him a little heart. And then finally, 3-month subscription to Audible, a code for that, so you can, you know, listen to this show, Summer in Argyle. And finally, a rubber pipe by the company called Peacemaker that's only been used once in the alley. All of that is going to be won by somebody today. One lucky individual is going to have more random crap to bring home from South by Southwest. Who is at South by Southwest from out of town? And who lives here in Austin? Now fight! All right, that's a stupid joke I stole from my friend Dan Gabriel. Anyway, it's time to get the guests out here. Are you ready? The guests are always a surprise. Lots of guests here at South By will like list who's going to be. Oh, I love this. You have like ushers seating people, but they're wearing vests like they work in construction or that we're on fucking Mopac right now. You need a stick with a, you know, with a little pointy thing on the end to pick up the garbage. Or now he's landing a plane. You guys do it all. Reminds me of the city of Argyle. It sounds like same thing goes on there. Let's get my guests out here. Please welcome Brandon Collins, Marina Franklin, Blair Saki, and Lisa Traeger.
Yes.
Got some hot mics out here. I said, you better have the most beautiful, hot, bejeweled mics that I've ever seen, and Esther's Follies came through. These are beauties. Hey, how's everybody? Hi.
Hi, Doug.
Hello. Let's meet everybody individually and alphabetically, and by that I mean last name, so people don't get confused. because I like my guests to know who's next. But he's first, and he's sitting right next to me. It's Brandon Collins, everybody!
Hey. What's going on? What's up, Austin?
Your first South By.
This is my first South By, yeah.
Exciting.
It is dope. A lot of barbecue and late night drinks. I love Austin.
Yeah, I think everybody in this room knew that already. but the listeners might not, and it's always good to reinforce that. And also, I want to ask you, because you are a real movie maven, what have you seen so far? I mean, I know the film festival started yesterday, but
yeah.
Have you caught anything?
I've only seen Cheese and Everywhere, Everything, and All Over the Place. I don't know the title of the movie with Michelle Yeoh, but it was weird as hell, but it was dope. It was a dope way to open a film.
Everything, Everywhere, All at Once.
There you go.
I think is what it's called.
Dr. Seuss riddle.
Which sounds like that abortion movie, Always, Never, Frequently, Ever, or whatever that was called. It's the titles are out of control these days. I don't know what to do anymore. Why can't a movie just be called Frank? Like the old days and just wear a big paper mache head. So, Brandon.
What's up?
I kind of read a synopsis of Everything Everywhere All at Once. It stars Michelle Yeoh and Jamie Lee Curtis is in it for some reason. And, you know, because it sounds like a mostly Asian cast.
Yes.
So what, can you give us what it's about without giving it away?
It's like this woman who has a struggling business, and then it becomes like the Matrix meets like an Acme cartoon. It's pretty bizarre, and I was high as fuck when I watched it too. So I might have just made up half the movie, but it was enjoyable from the 2.5 hours I saw.
It's a long ass movie.
It is pretty long, man.
Yeah. And you know, and then they did the intro at the beginning and the Q&A at the end, and the whole thing started.
I didn't stay
late
for Q&A. I was.
Yeah, you gotta get out of there. They put a mic stand in the middle of each row of the theater, and people line up to ask questions. They line up so deep, like people don't have a chance or in line to ask a question. And every question drives me nuts. It's always like, I have a two-parter. Or before I ask my question, I have to tell you I'm your biggest fan in front of a fucking room full of people that are all fans of the person.
You know, there's someone definitely was asking a bunch of questions about Halloween to Jamie Lee Curtis. It's
yeah.
This is even.
Yeah, they'll really take it off track very easily. First of all, Michelle Yeoh, I want to say that you're better than Jackie Chan, and he shouldn't have been mean to you. Yeah, that's how they start their questions. Okay. Our next guest is a first timer on the show, and I'm so excited to have her. Marina Franklin is here. Yeah.
Hello. Hi, everybody. I don't know what voice that was, sorry.
It was fun.
I haven't been out the house, so this is a lot.
Star of Trainwreck.
Oh, well, not the star.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. Yes.
I mean, you were the star of my favorite scene in the movie.
Oh, yes, the movie theater scene with Keith Robinson. Yes.
Yeah, where the two of you are giving John Cena and Amy a real hard time, and it's freaking hilarious.
Yes, Keith Robinson and I, it worked because we actually did date, and we've had moments like that several times where we fight with people.
Yeah, I'd imagine comedian couples aren't going to just sit there and let people be stupid right there in front of them.
Yes. So it worked out.
How are you enjoying your South By thus far?
Well, I just got here last night, so I'm just the noise. I mean, the music. Did I call it noise? I'm sorry.
Yeah, they call this Noise City. The noise capital of the world.
I'm a 311 caller. So yes, this is new and this is a lot for me, but I'm enjoying it so far. I'm looking at the people and trying to figure out what's going on racially. That's what I usually do when I'm anywhere new. I just want to see how black people are doing. So far, just one person got arrested, so that's good.
Oh yeah, well you got to go out on 6th at nighttime, and it's a real arrest festival out there. It's an arrestable.
Arrestable.
I didn't get a groan out of that guy. All right. Also joining us today is another favorite, Blair Saki.
Oh, what's up, Doug?
I've just, you know, been dying to hear that voice in person again.
I'm your biggest fan.
And are you mad at the way that I treated Michelle Yeoh when we made that movie together? No.
I totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah. It's just a reference to what I was saying earlier, but I was just blabbering, so it's no reason for anybody to remember it.
No, I remember, but, you know, okay, anyways.
I didn't see you out in the alley when I was smoking. But you are you have been a frequent guest on Getting Dark with High.
Oh, yeah, and, I love it.
So you're probably having a nice time here in Austin.
I am enjoying myself immensely. Great town you guys have here. Thank you for having me.
It's a great town half of you have here. The rest of you don't know where the fuck you're from. Who thinks they're here from the farthest away? Oh, so everybody just came in from San Antonio on a bus? And finally, on the opposite end, it's Lisa Traeger!
So thrilled. I'm here to win.
Yeah, I know you're always very competitive. And unfortunately, Brandon knows a lot. And Marina and Blair are wild cards. Anything can happen today. And I'm excited to see it play out. And I'm excited to have the star of The King of Staten Island here.
Thank you. Yep, I had a low ponytail, if any of you remember. But
I do.
And I kept arguing. I was like, are you sure she can't have a high ponytail? And they were like, please stop talking. You glorified extra. But
I'm glad you stood up for your low pony. Yeah. But you are great in that movie.
Thanks,
it's, again, some of the funniest scenes in the movie involve you and that restaurant. Did you have restaurant serving experience, or did you have to fake it?
Yes, I worked at Chicago Joe's, and it wasn't a real restaurant. Like, we ate off the brunch buffet. We would eat salads in front of customers. We had no respect. And the guys who owned it lived upstairs, and they would get sex workers, and the busboys had to bring Coronas upstairs. It was a wild time. They're terrible people, and it did close down. But great food. The best Reuben I've ever had. So I loved my time there.
Oh, did you ever meet Chicago Joe?
No, it wasn't real, but sometimes people would come in and be like, I know Joe. And we're like, okay. Oh, the best was Wednesdays was $5 flavored martini nights, and I just saw people fall apart. That was the best night. Like, five chocolate martinis and women, a hostess got pushed. I loved being a waitress.
I used to work at Bubba Gump, and people would come in all the time and be like, hey, is Forrest ever coming here? I'm like... We got a lot to talk about.
I swear to God, I was going to say, I go into Bubba Gump and say, I know Forrest. And you jumped in there and got there ahead of me, but I still want to be on the record. And we can maybe do some editing later. I'd be fucked up.
Just cuts you in front of me.
I just, when you say a good one, I'll repeat it and then cut your version out. And if it's a good audience, they'll laugh both times.
Oh, you know? I do just want to tell everyone I did sprain my ankle yesterday, and I would like you all to know that. Thank you.
How do you think that'll affect your trivia knowledge today?
I think it'll make me sharper. I think, yeah.
She was talking a lot of trash to me last night.
Was I?
Yeah. You were like, yeah, I definitely think I'm going to beat you. And I was like, you don't need to be doing this. You probably will.
Yeah, but Brandon's a curveball. I didn't know that he was going to be here tonight.
So much pressure, yeah.
It sounds like Blair's been triggered.
We don't know. We actually don't know what's going to happen. I did watch White Men Can't Jump on the plane right here, so you guys if I'm faking or not right now.
Oh, can I? Do you think this is a freak move or not? The guy next to me on a flight I was on recently watched back-to-back Silence of the Lambs, then Django Unchained.
Holy shit.
Fuck.
That guy likes angry white men, I guess. That's the common theme there.
Oh, Brandon's already showing off.
He's seen both of those. What a cineast. All right, let's do a thing I like to do before we play the games, before Lisa just tears into everybody. I like to ask all my guests to recommend one movie. Brandon knew this question was coming, I think. So we'll start with him. Just recommend one movie that, you know, you think people might enjoy.
Yeah, I recently watched on the plane, speaking of the way here, Radio Silence, who are this production team, they did this movie called Ready or Not, which is a really dope horror film about, like, you know, the person I have, like, a marriage that falls apart immediately. If you don't know anything about it, just watch it. It's fucking awesome. These guys also did the new Scream, so it's a cool horror film.
Okay.
Not too gory. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. What's the name of that lady that's in it? Weaving?
Hugo Weaving's niece, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm blanking on her first name, though. But, yeah.
Yeah, you remember him because he's in The Matrix, but yeah. She's on her way, too, right?
Yes,
she's really good. Yeah, all right, Ready or Not. Here Brandon comes.
I guess no one likes that movie. It's deafening silence.
I loved the new Scream. I thought that was awesome.
It was dope, right?
Yeah, I really liked it.
Yeah, I mean, that makes... that makes sense. That it's, I didn't know who the new Scream, who was behind it, but I heard good things, and now it's all making sense. Lisa, do you have a movie you'd like to recommend?
Yeah, one of my favorite movies is now on Netflix. It's newly there, called Friends with Money. Mm. I love it. It's Jennifer Aniston, Frances McDormand, Catherine Keener, and Joan Cusack, and then some men. The dad from Modern Family, but... It's about a group of friends, and Jennifer Aniston's a poor maid, which, like, okay. But I love it. Since it got on Netflix, I've already watched it 3 times. It's like one of my comfort movies. So, if you want to be comforted,
yeah. And if you want, you know, if you want to trick a dude into watching it, I guess mention that she wears a French maid outfit for a good portion of the film, or just those pictures online. I guess is another way to do it.
Yeah, James Caan's son's in it. What's his name?
Scott Caan.
Okay.
Blair got on that real quick.
Everything's a competition.
I think about Scott Caan every day when I wake up. I really do.
Someone loves the last two seasons of Entourage over here.
It's me.
He seems like... Scott Caan could be the nicest guy in the world, but every character he plays is some asshole. It seems like he would get his head stuck in a jar. Right? That's probably why you like him. You like bad boys, don't you, Blair?
Doug, please! I'm trying to change. I am trying so hard. Scott Caan's such a babe, though. Wow.
Yeah, you like that?
I love Scott Caan. I just feel like he's always getting out of the surf in Malibu, you know? On his way to his auditions.
He does them a lot.
All right, so who else hasn't recommended a movie yet? Oh, Blair, let's go to you, Blair.
Okay, I would have to recommend to the Doug Loves Movie audience the Disney's Luca.
I don't think Scott Caan is in that.
I'm so thrilled that these two kind people clap for it, because it is an incredible film that a lot of you seem to be sleeping on. It's a gorgeous tale set on, a Positano, maybe, in Italy. Have you seen it, Doug?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, I did see it. I was saying sure to the setting. I'm not exactly positive, but I'll agree with it. Wherever you say it takes place, because you loved it. I liked it a great deal. I enjoyed it very much. Have you seen Encanto yet?
I did. Of course I did.
That's really good, too.
I
thought that was a bit much, though, for kids. But, I mean, good.
They do tackle big themes.
Yeah, generational trauma, I heard.
Yeah.
Disney's
take on generational
trauma and songs. And
yeah.
Every character in the movie has a different thing they're dealing with. And it's really, and then the house itself is pretty fucked up.
Yeah. And it's like, it's really about the theme that sometimes we have gifts that don't exactly match up to the people that we're staring at, comparing our lives to. But those gifts are actually just inherently as valuable.
Gifts or gifts? And yeah, finally.
My 4-year-old niece did not get that. For some reason. But great movie.
They had a, you know, the big burly oldest daughter that's yes! that's real strong. Like they
oh, we're talking about Encanto. I thought we were talking about Luca.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're still in Encanto. I can't remember Luca because I saw it too long ago. But I just saw Encanto, and but the big burly woman in it, yeah. Who is, you know, that's another great representation to have in an animated film for kids. But on the Kelly Clarkson show, or one of those shows, I watched too many of those shows. They showed there's a woman in real life who everybody keeps saying, you look like, what's her name from Encanto? And they showed a picture of her, and it's crazy.
Well, you know, Disney didn't think anyone would like the muscly woman, so they didn't make merch for her. And then kids all over the country are like, we want her. And yeah. So Disney had to suddenly make toys of, you know, a muscle woman because they didn't think anyone would like her.
Yeah. All they have to do is take old Stretch Armstrong dolls, put a little more hair on it. Yeah. Yeah. But she's a great character, and her song, I think, is one of the highlights of the movie. Yeah. I'll say it. I don't fucking care.
The Bruno song's on the radio. I was driving, and it's like, when was the last time you heard a cartoon song on the radio?
Let
like
It
that?
Go, that fucking song.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
But that was 2 Frozens ago. Like, that was... it's been a minute.
I fucking hate that song.
Oh, well, it doesn't make you go, feel powerful? Brandon. Powerful, and you can, you know, do stuff? You don't get...
Well, I mean, it would have been fine if I didn't have to hear it, like... 7 times in a row from this little girl on the way to Universal Studios. And I'm like, you got the wrong studio that we're going to, little girl. But I can't tell it to a kid, you know? I'm like, just have to sit back.
Who's
and...
this loose kid?
What kind of loose kids are you hanging out with?
Holy shit.
Were there people sitting in those 2 seats earlier? Okay, good. I was really worried we walked people already.
They went to go watch Luca.
Sometimes these recommendations are so strong that people just jump out of their seats and run and go do it. That's the great thing about podcasting. The listeners can just pause it, watch a whole movie, and come back. Marina Franklin, first-time guest, what's your recommendation?
And I got to be fully transparent, which my pilot said yesterday.
That's a weird opener.
Yeah.
I gotta be honest, folks.
My pilot was like, let me be transparent. I was like, no. But this is scary for me, actually. I do stand up, but this is like coming up with names and movie. I have no memory. I'm getting to that point. I don't even remember people I know, Lisa. So like, it's really hard to come up, but I was thinking like, the movie that stands out to me that really I, because I'm into horror, I'm addicted, is Lighthouse. Dude. Which I just happened upon it because I was watching another gruesome movie and they said, if you think this was weird, watch Lighthouse. And I was like, yeah, this is fucking weird. And I'm so, you know, it's got like a little bit of like, you know, isolation themes going in it, which I relate to, and being around someone you don't like, which was my ex-boyfriend, you know, and Robert Duvall. Is it Robert Duvall? See, there we go.
Yeah, yeah.
William Dafoe.
It's Willem Dafoe.
See,
and Robert
I did
Pattinson.
It.
Pattinson.
I'm going to lose this fucking game. I'm telling you, I don't know people. I just like what you do.
What's the name of the bird that Robert Pattinson beats to death? That's the kind of trivia you're going to be asked today. It's easy stuff.
Look,
I think
like,
his name is Scuttle.
Scuttle. Yeah, it's a great movie.
It's something.
I still don't understand the ending, but yeah.
Yeah, so that guy also did The Witch. Did you see that?
No. I probably did.
Yeah. It was another freaking weird one. And now the next one he has coming out, he's just got together with all the weird actors from the first 2 movies. And this one's going to be about Vikings.
Of course.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Natural progression of a thing.
Right?
Another movie about my ex-boyfriend.
With each movie, he goes further out to sea.
And a lot of white guys.
All right, thanks for those recommendations, and we are going to play some games, and our first game is going to be played...
Sorry. Did that come out?
I'm like, yeah.
I actually
Ricky.
Am
we're going to play some games right after this break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back! My guest did a great job of picking people to play on behalf of in the games, and that person will, the winner will, you know, walk away with the prize bag. We got Jesse Tu Mama Tambien is who Brandon's playing for,
yeah.
And Marina's playing for a man named Cody who changed ladybugs to Cody bugs, and there's a woman in the front row named Chandra with a Ghostbusters purse. She got picked by Lisa. And Blair's playing for Eric.
Eric the tech entrepreneur.
And the first game we're going to play today is called Who Has My Pig? Woo! I'm a fan of the Nicolas Cage movie Pig. Which is kind of a horror movie, Marina. And in the film... Nicolas Cage, who might be in this city as we speak, because he has there's a movie that he's in premiering tonight called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. Yeah, and he plays the title character. I love Nicolas Cage. Anyway, so I love him so much that I have a bad impression I do of him from the movie Pig, where he plays a man who loses his pig and spends the whole film trying to find his pig. And he asks people, "Do you have my pig? Or do you know where my pig is? Who has my pig?" It's all questions like that. They don't change very, very much. Also, it's not a comedy. Okay, so I am going to, as Nick Cage, describe a celebrity while accusing them of having my pig, or you know, wondering if they have my pig. There's going to be clues in what I say to them, and you can all guess as often as you'd like. But the first person to guess the correct answer, I will stop and say, you are correct. Hopefully two people won't say it at the same time. There was an answer already tonight in the pregame portion where people yelled out Scott Kahn at the same time.
Such a babe. Oh my God.
I bet you can fuck him.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I don't think he's into tech though, Blair.
Yeah, I'm playing for Eric right now.
In my mind, he's William Dafoe. Just so you know. I'm like, Scott Collins, William Dafoe. Go ahead.
Focus on what's in front of you right now, Bea.
Pig.
And that's Eric. This is all about Eric. did everybody understand the instructions?
Kind of.
Are we buzzing, yelling the answer?
Just go ahead and yell it out.
Order, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm not going to stop to call on you because I get really passionate playing Nick Cage. I grew my hair out just so I look more like this character in Pig. I'm keeping it dirty for the same reason.
Oh, Jesus.
Gross. Okay.
Do you have my pig?
Nicolas Cage.
I'm going to do that one day. He's going to be the answer one day. That'd be hilarious.
10 points, Blair but and no, Eric.
But no, it's not. You got to hear the rest of the clues. That's just sort of the setup.
Do you have my pig? I am miserable without her. Every night is a dark night without her. She's my princess, and I write about it in my diary.
Heath Ledger.
She's my princess, and I write about it in my diary.
Anne Hathaway?
That is correct.
Oh, you're sick.
That was fucking weird. That was a roundabout way to get to that. Fucking Riddler over here.
I don't know anybody else who's in Les Miserables, The Dark Knight, and the Princess Diary movies, but there might be crossover there. Might be somebody in the background that did all three of those. I was also going to say, because of her, I have true serenity. Which is a movie she was in that I never saw because apparently it's terrible.
You also did sound like Nicolas Cage from Con Air. You really did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he has long hair in both, so...
Yeah.
And I did see it again recently, so...
One of the best movies of all time.
It is ridiculous. Con Air, everybody. Yeah. Go ahead and give it up for Con Air. Because it's also, you know, it's got some parts that are troublesome. And that is also part of the fun now.
I can't think of one.
Oh, when the child molester's in the park talking to the little girl, that doesn't...
But he didn't
doesn't
do
make
anything,
you cringe.
At least
he doesn't do anything, but you don't know that when the scene starts.
it's very
disturbing. Yes, go ahead.
Nothing. I was going to sing a song, and then I remember the rights, and someone could sue you, so I stopped.
I kind of want you to sing it now. Emphasis on kinda. All right, so go, sing it.
Oh, no, just I was singing the song Steve Buscemi sings, you know, I got the whole world. You remember that part?
Yeah,
I regret everything.
I think that song is public domain,
fuck
right?
Yeah.
I can't believe they would pay for that. Okay. Brandon got the first round. So, there's 72 more rounds. Did you steal my pig? I bet you stole my pig and covered her in grease, too.
Michelle Pfeiffer!
That is correct! There's other actors in Grease, too.
I was going to say John Travolta, but I was too slow to draw.
No, he's in Grease 1.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Fuck.
I want to say this next part just because it made me laugh when I was writing it down. Are you Tony Hawk's wife, Lady Hawk? Oh, well, there's also a theme that might help you to figure out the answers in this game. I should have reminded everybody. Round 3. Do you have my pig? When I find her, I'm going to throw a monster of a ball.
Halle Berry.
That is correct.
I figured out the theme, so that's why.
I should have gotten that. My story.
Well... This is the next clue in that one. If you have my pig, I hope you die another day. All right, here we go. Oh shit, somebody fell down. Is everybody ready? Yeah, Lisa, get that mic close. I could, you're so far away from your mouth, I could just see you smashing it into your face to answer the question. Do you have my pig, Zoe Kravitz?
Zoe Kravitz?
That is correct. Brandon is our winner!
What? She's done stuff, Doug.
That's crazy.
Everybody that listens to the show knows that the last one, every time I just say somebody's name to see how quickly everybody picks up on that they should just repeat the name back to me. And then I had a tiebreaker too. Do you have my pig, Eartha Kitt? Because all five of those women are Catwomans.
Yep. Oh, wow!
Yeah. It's a nice Catwoman theme. And Brandon, not surprisingly, has won our first game, but there's still one more game left to play, and it's anyone's. Yeah. Chandra?
Chandra.
Damn it. Chandra, 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 Chandra.
There's really only one game left?
Oh, yeah, but it's a big one.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really anyone's game, so.
What is Eric going to give you if you win on his behalf? Let's raise the
That's
stakes.
That's what I'm saying.
How long are you in town for, Eric?
Full fest.
Oh.
I love that. I love that expression. I'm going to start saying it to people in elevators. Are you here full fest?
He must be working remote.
Okay, so he's here full fest. She's only here for a few days because she's got a very active and busy career. But, and Scott Kahn's probably not here. He's probably in L.A. or New York. But what do you think? What do you want, Blair? A coffee? A drink?
Doug, a coffee?
I don't know. I don't want to commit you to a full meal.
I want a house in Malibu.
Okay. So if she wins this bag of crap for you, will you hook her up with a place in Malibu? Eric? Eric says no. Well, this negotiation might take a while. I think you two need to meet in the middle. I started a coffee and she went to a house.
Just having fun in Austin.
That's the important thing, is to have fun while we're here. It really is. And we got to take another commercial break. We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back! We're doing it. We're doing it. This game is my new favorite, and I hope you enjoy it as well. It's called Filmily Feud. You can clap if you want. I cut people off with the Family Feud theme song that I didn't sing very well. It's still funny to me that Steve Harvey's taken over Family Feud, and it's great with Steve Harvey, but the music at the beginning is still like... Bizarre. Anyway, I guess they spruced it up a little bit. But I have gone on the internet, on my Twitter, and asked questions with multiple choice answers, four answers in the little poll thing you can do on your Twitter account. And I got 100 or more responses in each question I asked. And then wrote down the percentages, just like on Family Feud. And so I'm going to say a question, and then each of you, we're going to start with Brandon in the first round, and we're going to rotate, so everyone's going to get a chance to go first, because there's four rounds. And Brandon will go first his first round, because he won that last game. And Brandon is going to pick one of the four choices of the first question. That leaves three for Marina, and two for Blair, and eventually one to Lisa. And everyone will get, you know, each of those opportunities as the game goes along. So anything could happen.
Oh, it feels
intense.
Yeah. Got sad there at the end.
The percentage of people that answer the answer you pick, well, that's the number you'll get on your score, and then we'll add them all up, and I'll declare a winner. The first question I asked 100 people on Twitter, or bots, could have been bots. I don't quality control who responds, but I guess everybody just gets one vote, right, on those polls. People can't vote multiple times. I wrote, what's your favorite thing about South by Southwest? So there's people could be answering that have never even been here or don't know what S, you know, what those initials mean.
He stopped at the first S.
Yeah. Because I always get thrown off that it's an X is for by, and then another S and then a W, so South by Southwest. But I just wrote SXSW, so I don't even know if people knew what I was referencing. But these are the four choices. Favorite thing about South by Southwest. Wild weather shifts. Long lines. Not getting into things. Or terrible Q&A queues. Those are the four options, Brandon. Which one do you think got the most votes?
We'll go with terrible Q&A queues.
Okay. Marina, you get to pick from what's left. Weird, wild weather shifts.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Long lines. Every time I come to South By over the 10 days, you get at least a couple rainy days and at least a couple hot days and then a mix of both. It's really an interesting time of year here.
I'm going to have to go, because long lines and not getting into things seems like the same thing, but I'll say that long lines, because I accidentally was in one today, and I was very angry about it, and I wanted to complain to someone, and I was just like, maybe I should dress better, because I didn't get into the right line for my badge. Anyway.
That's the fun thing about this festival is job one is standing in a line. Oh. You know, that's the first thing you have to do when you get here. And it's like training for the rest of it. You know, soon, if you're unhappy with that first line, it might not be a great experience for you. Because, you know, there's lines that wrap around the block. But like the Paramount Theater is 1,100 seats. And when you see the line going around the block twice, you're like, fuck, I'm not going to get in. But it get a lot of, you know, it's a lot of people can get in there. Little pro tip. All right, Blair.
Well, Marina absolutely snaked what I feel is the correct answer. I don't like a line. Like, I prefer to sit down. But I guess I'll have to go with not getting into things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing that happens here quite a bit. You have to be, you know, resign yourself to have a different experience. Wouldn't be surprised if there's people in this audience that couldn't get into something. So like, oh, let's try that.
I love that description.
Or they were tired of standing.
Anything.
They wanted to sit down like Claire likes.
You snaked waiting in line from me.
Very crafty.
Stop snaking her. And then Lisa just gets, how do you feel about being stuck with wild weather shifts?
It's an answer I wouldn't have chosen, but... I lost my leather jacket last week, so this weather shift has been hard for me. I didn't plan to wear a bubblegum pink pea coat, but I'm usually a leather girl, but and I lost weight, and then I got rid of all of my clothes, and then I gained most of it back, and so now I'm in a nightmare. And so I'm having a hard time with outfits, so it is my most troublesome moment is dealing with weather, packing, and not fitting into any of my clothes. So yeah, it is in my spirit, but I wouldn't have said it.
It's my spirit.
I sneaked it again.
Yeah.
All right, let me give you the results. Got quiet. Got really suspenseful.
Do you
need to talk
while you count?
I still have a little
bit
more. I got to write it down more. All right. Do you want the one that got the most or the least first?
The most.
I know they start with least on the feud, right, and then work their way up when they read them off.
Oh, you're right.
But people have varying opinions. Which way I should start? So I'm going to start with the bad news. And that is for Lisa. I mean, you couldn't have got snaked harder. because these three picked the top three answers, and you were right to be upset about it. And Wild Weather Shifts only got 9%.
Yeah.
Because I guess people who live in Austin are used to the weather shifts, and the people that are visiting are like, this is fun. You know, at least there's going to be some warm days, you know, or whatever.
We can swim on Monday.
Exactly. Then Long Lines came in second with 16%.
Wow.
Yeah. And then Terrible Q&A Qs got 13%. Okay. Excuse me. 35%.
Oh, okay. All
right. I was going backwards there for a second. And then this is the interesting one. Blair is now in the lead because not getting into things, even though it is very similar to Long Lines, you're right, Marina, not getting into things got 40% of the vote.
Wow. Yeah, and I agree.
So that was some good snaking.
Yeah, thank you, Marina.
But much like Family Feud, it was a confusing question because none of those things should be anybody's favorite part. So are they picking the one they hate the least, or the one that happens the least? Are they coming from a sarcastic point of view? I don't know, because I just write the weird question and move on. So Blair is in the lead. She's only got 5 points over Brandon and Lisa and Marina. You know, it's still anybody's game because Marina gets to go first on this next question.
I've been losing.
You can pick between these four names, and I have faith in you. I wrote down the question on Twitter because of the Nicolas Cage movie playing this evening called The Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent. I just wrote, apropos of nothing, out of nowhere, who truly has the most massive talent? And then I listed four people that you would know by their last name. Travolta, Pacino, Cage, or Streep?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which one of those four did a Twitter poll determine has the most massive talent?
So that's a good one for me, right?
I think so.
It should be Streep. Yeah.
You going Streep?
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, come on. We can't argue.
I'm not going to argue with it.
Oh, did you say, you coming for Streep?
I'm not going to argue with you about that because those other three gentlemen, well, Travolta, I don't know. They can be chameleons. I mean, Pacino's just going to be yelling, but at this point. But,
I'm disappointed you didn't have Duvall in there.
Yeah. What's that?
Duvall.
I know. It would have been nice if Duvall was there.
I get it. I think he retired, maybe. Has he been in anything lately?
I don't know if he's alive, man.
Al Pacino? He was just in House of Gucci. What are you talking about?
No, Robert Duvall.
Okay, sorry.
That was a close one.
I apologize.
Pacino's alive! House of Gucci.
Oh, my God.
Well, Streep did really good in the Netflix. What's that, Up?
Don't look up. Yeah.
That. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't look up.
Yeah. All right. So that's who Marina's taking. That leaves Cage, Pacino, or Travolta for you, Blair.
I was gonna pick Streep. Wow. Okay. I love Al Pacino so much. He's my Italian king, but I do think that I am gonna have to go to Nicolas Cage.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Wrong answer. I'm gonna go with Travolta. I mean, he's dancing, singing, hot bod. You know, yeah. Travolta's natural talent.
He's a super talented dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not great at introducing people on the Oscars, but. But everything else. So that leaves, how do you feel about being stuck with Pacino?
Oh, that's fine. I mean, devil's advocate. You mentioned House of Gucci. There's literally a scene where he has an Italian accent and Jared Leto has an Italian accent, and they're both screaming at each other. It's one of the most unintentionally funny scenes of last year. So yeah, I'm good with Pacino.
Hey, what are you talking about? Amazing, amazing.
It's like Mario and Luigi just... having a divorce.
I mean, does Jared Leto look like the guy he's playing under that?
I don't think so.
I think they just made him generically ugly. You know, like, oh, that guy's ugly, so we'll just make him ugly too, and then it'll work out great. There's a We Crashed series that's based on the what happened with WeWork.
Yep. You know, I worked there, right?
What's that?
During that, all that. I was there at WeWork when all that happened.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. So Jared Leto's accent's pretty spot on with Adam Newman.
Because they have weird accents, right?
Yeah.
Him
yeah,
and Anne Hathaway.
Israel. Yeah.
Yeah, they're here in town as we speak, I think. Both
oh,
of
Jesus.
Them.
Right
wait, Jared Leto's accent was spot on, you
yeah,
think?
Yeah, like the Israeli accent Adam Newman had? Yeah, it's very... Because I met that guy. He's cuckoo bananas.
Oh, I thought yeah. we were still in House of Gucci.
I'm so excited.
I was like, what?
We moved on to a WeWork.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
I'm excited that that his accent WeWork is, that you say it's realistic, because now I can just, when somebody says, it's a stupid accent, I can say, Brandon yep. Collins says you're wrong. So you get Pacino, Brandon, and the news is that that wasn't, you know, you didn't get stuck with the worst one. Yeah. But this time, I'm going to start with the highest scoring person. The one that got the most votes is, of course, Meryl Streep.
Yes.
Yeah, but you just never know. Cause
she's amazing. You don't go to a comedy club like, here's my Meryl Streep. Hoo-ah!
Oh, shit.
Okay, and then coming in at number two, my boy, Nicolas Cage with 28%.
Yeah!
Wow. Shocking. That is
28%.
Shocking.
Yeah, I mean, shocking. Maybe people just know he's in a movie with massive talent in the title, so they're just like, okay. Pacino came in next with 20%.
What?
I know, it's ridiculous. Yeah.
People have they tired? Not seen Saturday Night Fever? What is happening?
Travolta
in the world?
Had a hit since 2004. Like it's
yeah, you really.
Travolta hasn't had a hit for a long time.
When was Hairspray?
2008, maybe.
I mean,
what did Travolta play in that?
He was the mom, right?
Oh,
yeah.
He was that lady.
Listen,
I gotta say.
You want him working? His kid and wife are dead. What do you, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Do you not feel
yeah.
sad?
Yeah, come on. Give
you
him
want
a break.
Him on a set? He's
Give him
grieving.
A goddamn break. He's an avid break. Podcast listener. He might hear this.
Rest in peace, Kelly Preston. She
yeah,
was,
but he, in, Rest, hair, yes. in Hairspray, he's got the wig. You know, he's got the fat suit. He's got the...
But those eyes are unrecognizable.
He's got the singing. He's got the singing voice. But what I was going to say is, he also nails the Baltimore accent. In that movie, in the very first scene, he goes, I got our ironing to do. He keeps saying our ironing like that. And it's like, he's a tremendous actor and an amazing talent, and he got 3%.
I think it's the Scientology of it all, because he is, outside of Meryl, he should have been second place. This is, I'm upset. But it's...
it's still almost anybody's game. currently, Brandon's at 55 points. Marina's at 65. Blair is at 68. And Lisa's always a great player. And I'm always excited to have her here. And resplendent in pink. Who are you wearing?
Zara, baby.
But I'm serious. You still have a shot at this because okay. You're going to get to go first on the fourth round. But Blair, who's killing it, gets to go first in this round. And what an amazing coincidence, this question. I asked Twitter, if you realized you were alone in an elevator with Jared Leto, you would, ... say hi, ignore him, get out on the next floor, or press all the buttons. And Blair gets to go first.
Wow, okay. Okay, I don't think what me, Blair, would do. What would the crazy people on Twitter say? Say hi? No. Say hi? God, so much is riding on this!
You can do it. You can do it.
Okay. What I would I feel.
Say hi. Hit all the buttons. Ignore him or get out the next floor.
God. Okay. I think. What are these assholes?
Eric's trying to tell you to hit all
that
the buzzers.
That wasn't Eric. I haven't.
Oh,
even,
it wasn't Eric?
No, I remember Eric's all voice right. When you said no to the Malibu house. I'm gonna go with press all the buttons, even though I would probably just say hello like a person, you know?
That's fair.
Yeah.
I would ignore him, but I'm gonna vote for get off on the next floor.
Okay.
My team.
Brandon.
I'm gonna go with say hi because I'd be curious what voice he responds in.
Okay.
Well, I guess what's the last one?
The last one is ignore him.
Okay, so yes. I'll ignore it.
I wonder if say hi was like the easy answer dangling in front of my face. But I don't know.
Yeah, ignore it. You gotta ignore people. I'm owning that answer, even though it's the only one left. You gotta own that shit. Thank you.
That's Look a family at, feud watcher. That was you. A family feud watcher.
I think the craziest thing that's happened since I've been playing this game has happened, and that's that Lisa managed to end up with the lowest the lowest percentage in every round. In this case...
But I still think I could win. I'm still positive.
But let's see. Say hi, or ignore him got 19%, and say hi got 32%, and press all the buttons got 33%, and when you add it all up, our winner is Blair Saki! I should say when I add it all up, because it's probably wrong, but congratulations, Eric. Come get your prize bag. Blair, you get to go first in the promoting yourself part of the show. Go ahead and do your plugs.
Oh, right now?
Yes.
Wait, will you just tell us the next question so I could know that if maybe I had a chance or...
What do you mean?
Oh, it's already over.
It's done.
That wasn't it? Wait.
There wasn't four.
You didn't get to go first ever?
No.
Hang on, Eric. I love how you're like, can you just finish the game, please? You're so polite about it. Yeah, we got to finish the game. I'm like, that was it.
If you take my win
from
me.
I just thought Blair won by so much, there was no point. But I'm curious.
No, you still have a chance. In fact, we could just start this next round. And if your answer doesn't surpass Blair... then she's probably still the winner.
Okay.
Yeah, but we'll see.
I like Blair, too.
We'll see.
I do like her. I like you, too.
All right. Okay, Blair. I mean, Lisa gets to go first. Apologies to everyone. Cancel the rest of my shows. All right. This is all I wrote because of South by Southwest. I was inspired. I just wrote the question, Best West? ? And then the options that I gave were West Side Story, Wild Wild West, Ingrid Goes West, or Adam West, who of course played Batman.
Ingrid Goes West is one of my favorite movies ever. I watch it all the time, but there's no way. So it's the Batman guy, Ingrid Goes West, Wild Wild West, or West Side Story. I'll go with Adam West, but my heart says Ingrid Goes West. But I'm gonna go with Adam West.
Okay. Brandon?
I'm going to go with Wild Wild West. I don't know if it's the original or the Will Smith version, but either one, you know, it's a...
I like it.
You're just bragging that you know both of them and that we didn't, so... We see through it.
Marina, West Side Story or Ingrid Goes West?
I'm going to go with West Side Story because that's the Latin vote.
Lisa lost this game for me.
I don't think she did.
And Ingrid Goes West is such a
I love Ingrid Goes West, yeah.
But, you know, she did put a dent in this one, and congratulations, Lisa. You got the one where you got to go first. You nailed it because Adam West got 63% of the vote.
Oh, my God!
But still doesn't get you there. West Side Story, 14. Wild Old West, 14. And Ingrid Goes West got 9. So I stand not corrected. I guess I stand officially to say congratulations, Eric, you win the prize bag. If anybody figures out I did the math wrong, contact your congressman and
very handsome.
Congratulations. And go ahead and do your plugs now, Blair.
Okay, thanks everyone. Doug loves movies. And Doug, my name is Blair Saki. You can watch me on Wednesdays on Fairview on Comedy Central.
Nice.
She's a cartoon.
Yeah, I'm a cartoon.
Who wants to go next?
I'm on the internet as @GlitterCheese, and I have a podcast called That's Messed Up, an SVU podcast, where we talk to, you know, we've had an Oscar winner on. And then I have a podcast called Enemies, where I'm trying to talk to my enemies. But, so that's what I'm up to.
Nice. Marina Franklin, you got through it. You did it.
I know. I was like, oh, God, yeah, this is so
good. I don't think you had the worst score.
Thank you, Lisa.
What would you like to plug, Marina?
Yeah, so you can check me out on my special, Single Black Female, is on Amazon Prime and all other platforms, as well as my pop. Thank you. Oh, I always wonder. They're always like, is it? So, also, my podcast is called Friends Like Us, which is a podcast that features women of color talking about hot topics. It's like The View, but funnier and black. So there.
Awesome. Brandon Collins?
Yeah, y'all can follow me at American Collins on all social media platforms. Check out my podcast, Medium Popcorn, which is Rotten Tomatoes affiliated. It's a cool movie podcast where we say insane things about movies we just watched. And also check out Drunk Black History at drunkblackhistory.com. Yeah. If you want to learn some dope stuff about unspoken black heroes in America. Yeah, thank you.
Nice. Go see all these ladies doing shows here all over at South By if you get a chance, and talk movies with Brandon if you run into him in one of the many lines out there. I'll be doing the first ever live taping of the podcast that my friend Doug Mellard and I created during lockdown called Wide World of Doug's. We'll be doing it live right here Tuesday at 6 o'clock. You don't have to bring name tags or anything. Just come have some laughs. Our guests are going to be Dave Foley and Dolce Sloan. And next Saturday, I have surprise guests lined up for another Doug Loves Movies at 4 o'clock at Creek and the Cave. For all of my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com. Wait. The clapping is drowning out the thing. So don't clap. Just listen to what happens. DougLovesMovies.com. Wow, that one really fell apart. But thanks for trying. yeah, just one more. Thanks, everybody. One more time for my guests. Lisa Traeger, Blair Saki, Marina Franklin, Brandon Collins. I did that without looking at them. Which means I need to get high again.
Yeah.
Yeah. As always, this place makes me wonder which would be worse, to live as a monster or to die as a good man.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart.